Welcome to the Coffin Wire Podcast. This episode's with Baby Tar and Riley.
Okay. I sent out a big old Google form to a bunch of junior high kids, and they all asked a bunch of questions about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and also high school.
And the depression.
And the Great Depression. So what happened, and this is just recounting things for the people who have listened to the podcast, because this is coming right after that interview. Mm-hmm. So we interviewed two junior high kids already. We interviewed Ella LaCroix and Jaden Tramp.
Cute.
Wow. And so these might be, some of these questions might have already been answered in that interview, but forget about it. We're going to answer them again.
Why not?
So I'm just going to ask some questions, and then you answer them, and then we'll have a conversation. That'll be it.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'm excited.
Compare junior high to high school. Do the teachers get nicer as you get older?
I would say yeah.
Oh, okay. Actually, I'm going to say that they don't necessarily get nicer. They just care less about what we do. Because if you look at our class, and I could be completely wrong, this is just my opinion, I think that we as a whole haven't really changed that much.
Not at all.
Probably
it's not. Just that the teachers care less about the way we behave.
They become desensitized to all this havoc release on their classes.
They stop telling us that what we're doing is bad or inappropriate, and they just encourage it and laugh at it. So
that might paint it in a worse light than it actually is.
I feel like it's also more the fact that you hang out with them way longer compared to like the junior high kids. So I feel like they see you more as a person compared to the junior high kids.
That's kind of the point that I like.
Yeah.
Okay, next. What's the easiest class to pass?
Strength and fitness comes first to mind.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good one.
Probably like chorus.
You
just have to show up and have a good attitude about it.
That's most of it.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't know on that one. Yeah.
What's the easiest core class to pass?
I would say history for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm kind of an English buff, so English comes really easy to me. But history, yeah, I feel like in general, history is probably the easiest because it's just doing the homework.
And repetitive.
Yeah, and you just have to hand stuff in to get good grades.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay.
It's
this
a lot
one's
of opinions,
for,
so.
It is a lot of, oh yeah, it is a lot of opinions.
In history.
Well, now it's a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
Didn't used to be. Ella had a great question. Do you ever feel like schoolwork is for nothing?
Sometimes, depending on the class and what it's over, for sure it's for nothing.
Don't get me wrong, there is some homework where I'm like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
But then there's like other homework where I'm like, I could definitely see myself using this in the real world.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, I'd say so.
I think it should be more of learning how to apply it to real life.
Mm-hmm.
And if the homework is not going to help me be able to succeed after school, then I don't see a point in doing it. But that's just me.
I think learning overall is just beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power.
Yeah. Would you recommend high school?
I think for sure. I think you should
pass. If for nothing else, the social aspect.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Just the experience. Like, I don't know how college is going to be, but I feel like the experience is unique.
Yeah.
I mean, high school's not for everyone, you know? So it kind of just, I mean, it depends. I do think it's important. You do get, like, some of, like, the generic, like, education, which can be helpful if you just want to go straight into the workforce and you don't want to have a further education outside of high school. But, I mean, and it also kind of, I mean, in Crofton, it's kind of difficult, but in larger schools, you get, like, a group of people. You meet a lot of different people.
Oh,
and you learn. You learn how to navigate different situations, too.
Big on the social aspect.
Yeah.
I think these are all from Ella, these first ones. Do you think school lunch has gotten better?
Honestly, this year, from this year to last year, I feel like there's an improvement.
Really?
The pizza is significantly better.
I don't know these things.
It's just like small touches here and there.
Oh.
And there's like slowly improving. I don't know if it's like a whole like bigger thing that we can't see, but in my eyes, I see the food improving day to day.
I don't like how, like, processed it is.
For sure, yeah.
Like, our salad bar, has that changed at all since we were kindergartners?
Sort of, not really.
Can you guys go up and get seconds?
On salad bar?
Yeah, the salad. I remember back in the day, it was like, oh, I'm going to go up and get a boat of carrots. But now nobody does that.
You can. It's just...
No one does.
I don't think.
Everyone just knows how many carrots to get when they're...
Yeah.
Going it through the first time.
That or they're too focused on their phones.
And please tell me why we still get the same amount of chicken nuggets that we did when we were kindergartners.
Can we please up this? Like, I'm a boy. I'm a big boy. I need more than 6 nuggets.
Is it 6?
I think it's 5.
I think you get 5.
Did they drop it?
I'm pretty sure it's always been 5.
Shrinkflation?
Shrinkflation?
It wasn't enough for me back in grade school. It's not going to be enough for me now that I'm a senior. Like,
just load up on carrots. That's what I did.
They also don't taste as good as I remember. I swear the chicken nuggets used to taste way better back in the day.
No, I swear they're coating them with something awful.
Oh. Like the breading falls off way too easily now. It's weird.
And they're like different colors. Like, why?
I haven't noticed really different coloring. But
it is. It's odd.
Taste and texture has changed over the years.
And why can't we get just real like fruit? Like, why is it always like this stuff?
Oh,
like,
doesn't have that.
I think it's canned. It's canned stuff.
Oh,
it makes. I'm not a big fan of processed food. Like,
food's food to me.
But I mean, I live on a farm. Like, everything in the summer for me is so very like organic and natural.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like organic, but it's natural. Mm-hmm. Like from
so
the ground.
So waxy apple is not your cup of tea.
No.
Like, I mean, it can satiate me, I'm content.
The differences, but like, I don't know. I'm not. I think some things have gotten better, like HTAR.
For sure.
So yeah, school lunch has gotten better.
I would say overall,
all but the nuggets.
But also, what is those those quesadilla things?
The burger quesadillas. Get out.
Oh my
burger
Lord.
Quesadillas.
Get out.
Some people are like, this is the best thing ever, and I'm like, I think this is the grossest thing I've ever eaten. They take a tortilla and they fold it in half. And then they put
burger patty,
a burger patty,
chipotle sauce,
and cheese. And then they fold it again. The already folded tortilla, they fold it again in quarters. So you have like
two layers of tortilla, burger, chipotle sauce.
Oh my Lord! And the burgers
are what throws it off for me. It's like a spongy meat, and
I can't.
I understand sometimes, like I don't know what the whole food thing is and whatever, but. Why not real meat?
I know. I thought we were getting stuff donated.
For that little time being, we had real burgers
like
and stuff.
It was like one time.
That was good.
That was good. That was good.
And then like I feel like it went back on the downhill trend. Yeah. I feel like we're still on that trend.
It's for real sponges.
Like just actual sponges.
Protein sponges.
Yeah. Protein sponges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I just eat my peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, I think the best things are definitely whenever we get taco, like... walking tacos or like nachos.
Don't get me started.
Are you a fan or not a fan?
No, I love them.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. They're
kidding?
They're hard to mess up. But okay. Also, whatever happened to just the grilled chicken patties that we used to have?
Honestly, though, the chicken sandwiches, the hot ones and the normal ones. Where did they go?
Where did they go?
Because we had them like a month ago. That was like the first time.
Had them. I must have been gone.
But yeah, they've been gone for a while now.
That used to be like a staple thing that we would have every single week. You already knew. You already knew we were going to have
I would
a
always
chicken
get it.
Patty.
There was a day that was crispy chicken sandwich and spaghetti were the two options.
Yes. Yeah. It always slapped too.
Yeah. And now we don't have those anymore. And they give us popcorn chicken, which is mostly just this breading.
I don't trust it.
It's scary.
Next question. What is one thing you should prioritize for class?
Ooh. I would say
that's very vague.
I was really bad with this. Don't procrastinate. Just get it done.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was really bad with that and it really screwed me over. Like from 7th to freshman year, I just procrastinated a lot and that can screw you over very quickly. Just get it done out of the way right away if you can.
That's good.
I mean, to kind of getting good grades, like having a 4.0, like it's not necessarily like based off of your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It literally just shows how hard you're willing to work for something. Like that's
for sure.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's like your goal, I mean, literally all you have to do is like get your homework done and get it done on
study
time.
Study your nuts off.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, taking good notes too is like, for me, helpful because like I'm a 4.0 student. So obviously like I try, but like the one thing for me is like I take very good notes in class and that helps me out. But I agree with HTAR for sure. I
feel like HTAR, you not take notes?
I do not take a single thing of notes, really. I don't have to study. I have a really good memory. That really comes in handy when it comes to like tests and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I would say it varies from person to person. Some people should definitely take notes and some maybe not. But I feel like overall, I think notes still should be mandatory. Or like, not necessarily mandatory, but like.
Yeah. At least follow along.
Learn how to take
because,
notes.
Yeah, like, I'm the same way. I have a very good memory. And honestly, like, I think the reason why, like, I don't have to study that much is literally just because I can write it down once or I can read it once and like I
have
can
it up there.
I can see it in my head. Like I can like picture my vocab word and the definition in my head.
Yeah.
So for it's sure. like it's like I don't know. I think note taking is something that
you should definitely find the note taking that works best for you.
Yeah.
Like if you can find that early on, it will help you so much with like schooling as a general.
I definitely agree because I think a lot of the reasons why like kids will struggle, I say kids like I'm literally not in high
school
right now.
Children.
But like I think for high school students, like a lot of us don't know the ways that we learn the best.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've found ways that I learn. I learn at a very quick pace. And if someone like explains it like in a lot of detail and they like really drag it out, I'd rather just like them tell me and then I can connect the dots for myself. Like that's just the way I learn best.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of people, they don't know that. And that's why they struggle because not all teachers teach in a way that is conducive to the rest, like everyone in that classroom.
Yeah.
Although it brings up the point, I feel like the attention span is getting shorter and shorter per kid.
I would agree.
So
with
I feel
that.
Like I feel like here in a couple of years, maybe not a couple, but I feel like notes are going to be way less effective for certain kids just due to their attention span.
Yeah,
like they're not going to be able to sit down and be able to take notes.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the school would have to like take a different approach to like teaching.
How the world will have to take
exactly?
An approach.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out in the end.
That's a very interesting thing to bring up, and I'm going to cut you off.
All right.
Because that could go down some rabbit holes. I tell you
for sure. Yeah.
So take notes and figure out how you learn best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say one of my biggest pet peeves is when people take notes word for word, though.
Really?
I hate that so much. God, I hate that so much.
I'd agree.
Someone's just like, yeah, go back. I still need the slide.
Yeah. Honestly, though, that annoys me.
That's my least favorite thing.
Another thing is don't be afraid to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Questions are the way that you learn. And also, it is okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are how you learn. If you're not making any mistakes, then what are you learning?
Exactly.
So don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah, if you don't get it, ask the question. Jesus.
Yeah. And that'll help you so much. I don't know. Some people are so stupid about other people asking questions.
Yeah.
But just do what's going to be best for you and ask those questions.
Straight up.
Yes.
Will you miss school after graduation?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's to the point now where this is like a positive environment for me. I think
that's
it's
good.
It's because the people I surround myself with are always positive. So I feel like this building overall just gives off a positive energy to me. I'm not saying I'm big into the energy things, but I feel like I will reminisce and I will miss this place just due to all the good memories I've had here.
Uh-huh. Aww.
There's definitely some aspects of high school that I will miss.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I am definitely ready for new horizons and new opportunities. And I think building off of like, you know, you find people that are like positive and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is like when we're younger, everything seems to matter so much. Like, you know, like something someone said is like the end of the world. But like, I've realized that as we get older, those things don't matter to as many people. And the people that it does matter to, those people either have not many friends or none, which is kind of mean to say, but it is kind of true.
Or they're just little bangles.
Like,
I don't know if this is
sorry,
go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Go for it.
I don't know if this is necessarily like the truest thing or the most true thing, but I feel like the older you get, the less people are going to care about.
Yeah.
Like,
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people are going to care less and you're going to have to show yourself more, or like, not necessarily show yourself more, but like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
I 100% get what you say. Here's like my analogy.
Like find themselves.
Yeah.
Like figure out who they want to be.
My kind of thing that I've realized, what was my, on how, you know when you're a junior high kid and you're insecure about everything?
Yeah.
My, what my sister said to me once, I realized that people were, I was insecure about my windshield wiper speed. You know,
I think that's because the dumbest
you're like, thing, but gosh, I people are looking at me and they're like, why is he going so fast? It's not even raining that much, you know? And then she was like, people don't notice that unless they're insecure about their own windshield wipers.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And
for
I went,
sure. That is very
oh,
true.
Oh my goodness. So straight up, people don't care.
No, they don't.
The same thing goes with like speaking in front of the class.
That
no
too.
One, if once you get over the fact that no one really cares,
yeah.
Like the teacher might care.
There's a fine line to tread between nobody cares, nothing matters, I hate everything, and
yeah.
like nobody
yeah.
cares, it's fine
yeah.
if I mess
yeah,
up.
For sure.
My brother,
you know?
he they're writing speeches. He's a freshman, so he's writing speeches in
oh,
Boston's
yeah?
class.
That
and
was the best.
He
fun.
Does not write a single thing down. I'm not even kidding you. He submits these speeches with a title and nothing else and his name.
That's public
it.
Speaking
and
right there.
He goes, oh, he
improvises the whole thing.
Yeah. He says he finds a topic and he reads about it. And then he talks about it.
We're getting that
That's
Kinnick
impressive.
Stamp.
Holy crap.
Oh, I told him. I said, Kane, you're doing speech,
we
and that's what you're
doing.
We can't
make him not.
Yes.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
I said, how long does it take you to memorize that? And he's like, oh, maybe like 5 minutes. I was like, oh, my Lord. And I was talking to Bossman about it this morning, and he goes, we figured each other out. There's sometimes I wish he would just write stuff down, but he doesn't. He just... Because I was driving to school one day, and he was giving the speech, and he's like, oh, I can't remember how that went. I was like, well, did you not write it down? He goes, oh, I never write down any of my speeches. He had to give
oh
a five-minute presentation today. Slides and everything.
Crazy.
And I said, Caden, do you write anything down? He said, no. I said, okay, good luck.
That's
you just got to remember the bullet points.
For
if
sure.
he's not yeah. If he's not remembering bullet points,
yeah.
he's good.
Is he just going?
He said, he goes, it's a minimum of 3 minutes. He said, if I had to make it to 5 minutes, then I might write something down. I was like, oh, my Lord.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I respect that. Anywho, what's the hardest part of high school in
Ooh.
General? I feel like, well, it could be class. It could be
yeah. finding yourself emotionally
type stuff, you know?
I'm trying to think on this one.
Cause the hardest
there's definitely a right answer. I just got to find
there
it.
There might be.
It depends on what's important to you, for sure.
Okay, but like to you.
I know, but like, you know.
For
like
sure.
For
yeah.
some people.
I think we should all give our definitions.
Of hardest?
Yeah.
Most difficult.
Oh, guys. I'm like, I have a little bit more of a responsibility outside of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for me, it's hard being able to juggle that.
Yes.
Which I know a lot of people are not going to relate to at all. So, like, I don't. Who asked this question?
I don't know. I don't really remember.
Okay.
I just have these written down.
But, like, it definitely depends on what's important to
it
you.
It varies from person to
and
person.
And if it's popularity that you are worried about, then that's probably something that's going to be harder for you. Because
and also
it's something
knock it off.
Can I just say?
You're going to be fixated on that.
In my eyes, popularity doesn't really mean anything outside of high school. Like, once you get out...
That's something that I had to figure out for
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember when I was younger, I chased popularity.
Oh, yeah.
There's no point in chasing it.
I want to be the fastest kid on the playground so
yeah.
bad.
No, I find... For me, definitely overcoming the fact that popularity isn't useful outside of high school, that was definitely the hardest hurdle for me.
Yeah.
And then just, like, accepting the fact that, okay, yeah, I'm cool or not cool. Whatever, it's not going to matter in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was definitely, like, the hardest hurdle for me to, like, overcome.
Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is, like, what
yes.
people, like, well, that's what makes it hard, is because people take it so overly seriously, and you don't need to. Like, I promise you, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Like, whatever outcome, it will be okay. And I'm not saying, oh, be okay with... like being mediocre. If you want to be better than that, then strive for that, but also be okay with knowing that what you did was your best. And I think that'll make things go a lot easier, I guess.
That's incredible.
There was a quote, something like, if all you can give is 10%, and that's like all you can give, you gave 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, I've said that so many times. I run cross country.
And really?
Yes. Well, I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah,
for
you're, right. You're right.
Yeah, you
you're
and
right.
all of your listeners. there's issues on the team with, like, people wanting to be, like you know, they're the first runners to cross the line. And what I said was, if you are the very first runner on the team to cross the finish line running a 5K and you gave it 100%, or if you are a last runner on the team running a 5K and you gave it 100%, who gave more?
Touche.
Touche.
I think that's a really good point.
If you are a varsity runner, or if you are a JV runner and you gave it 100%, you're not giving any less. You're just as important and you're just as valuable because you're putting in just as much work.
I like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, that's kind of like, don't.
Well said. Well said.
Well said.
Well, I'm just saying, so you have to be, like, obviously, yeah, you might want to be that varsity runner, but you also have to be okay with the amount of work that you've put in and knowing that you gave it 100%.
It also comes down to how much effort are you putting into practicing and, like,
oh,
striving
sure.
to be the best.
Yeah.
Because sure. if you're only giving 10% to being the best, but giving 100% at the race,
oh,
that's a difference.
Preach. Yes.
Wow.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree.
We're going down a rabbit hole next.
Baby yeah. Tara, what classes do you have the most fun in? Oh, you too. What classes do you have the most fun in?
Hmm. Let me think.
I said journalism just because I'm that guy.
Our my Spanish 1 class that I took my freshman year.
Yes.
My
no, okay. not yours. But my Spanish 1 for a different reason, but go ahead.
It was just hype. It was the best. There was like 3 freshman girls in there. And we were very fun to have in class. Like, oh, the amount of times it would be like Nolan or like Rowdy would come in and they would be like, Riley, we need you just to talk. So that way they could get like homework done or like do something else. And then they'd sit there. Oh, it was the worst thing because then they'd sit there and then they'd like talk bad about me. They'd be like, oh, Riley's the reason that this happens in class. I'm like, you asked me to. You asked me to. But it was so much fun. We learned a lot. We had a lot of good laughs. We drew pictures on the board. It was a blast.
The reason why my Spanish 1 was so fun, it was just the whole row of desk was just me and my friends. And
oh,
Bossman
God.
Was chill with that. Well, to a degree. And it was just, honestly, the whole semester was just like, having a good time and just like learning Spanish to a degree.
To a degree.
To a degree.
we would draw stuff on the board and stuff. It was just a fun semester overall.
Yeah. Well, I think also like learning a different language is also fun because like
to a degree.
Sometimes
to a degree.
Sometimes people don't say it right or they say something completely wrong and you know, you have a good laugh. But
yeah.
And it's something different outside of like your normal classes that you've been taking, which mm-hmm. is probably also another reason.
It also helps
I
the fact that Bossman is just a fun teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my Lord. We would go back and forth at each other, which was fun, but it was funny more like, but I swear I'd walk into that classroom and he'd be like, oh, someone's looking stupid today. Like it was like, I mean,
just straight up.
He wouldn't say that, but you know what I mean? Like it was just like back and forth banter, which was fun for me because I'm a very sarcastic person, and I think our humor aligned on yeah. many things.
So. I feel like this is kind of in the same vein. What's it like going to school with kids that aren't just in your class?
Oh, I love it.
I think it's fun. It switches it up. Has some
yeah.
like variety.
It's such a good time.
Because then
is.
you get so desensitized to seeing the same faces every day in class. And then once you get to high school, it's so much more like, I don't know, like, energetic.
I'm not even gonna say it's not even like just oh you're a freshman and you're in a class with a couple juniors. It's not even that. Going to school with kids who were in public for all of elementary.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. That sort of
when
thing.
We combine
at this
yeah.
point, I've forgotten who was in who was in. Saber. I have to like think about it.
Yeah, you and really like, have oh, to think wait, about yeah. it because like I was like, holy crap, they went to St. Rose and they didn't go to public. I was
yeah, like sometimes I
yeah.
feel like I've been in like. I've like gone to school with HDR for forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And I
yeah,
just
same
started,
for you guys.
I just started freshman year.
Yeah.
Because we didn't. Crazy. I went to St. Holy Rose crap. And didn't.
I love
but, like,
it.
I think it's great. Like, I don't. My freshman year, like, I mean, Rowdy, my Spanish class, he was a senior. I was a freshman. Like,
yeah.
I was the only freshman in the journalism class my freshman year, too. And it was, and a bunch of seniors.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's just, it's like.
It's such a good time.
I think it's. I think it's fun. I think you learn a lot about a lot of different people and you make a lot of different relationships, which is not bad.
I think that's also why I like high school more than elementary. It's just
a wider pool of people.
I'm going to say our St. Rose class, and Jack, I know you can kind of talk about this too a little bit, but we were not exactly a well-liked class.
Nope.
We did not really get along with each other at all. And a lot of kids in that class were very, very awful towards each other.
Love you, baby Tar.
So it's
you're not
like,
in St. Rose.
Yeah.
It was definitely very, very refreshing to be able to expand outside of having class with the same 12 people every single day.
Oh, it's so nice, and that's the furthest I'm going to go on that.
All right, next
question.
Which
I also think it's like helped us bond a little bit too.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, we definitely get along a lot better now. And I think it's probably because we are able to expand.
Yeah,
and
you could be around the people that you want to be around.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of. Yeah.
It's nice. What are the freedoms that you get in high school that you didn't get in junior high?
Driving.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's first came to mind because I got my license late because that whole cert birth certificate ordeal.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, don't even think about it.
No, it's so complicated. You would never get it.
I'd say that. Going back on teacher thing, I'd say that it's a lot chiller.
You can definitely have
at least
more
the
conversations.
Older you get.
Yeah,
not specifically high school versus junior high. Like even freshman year versus senior year, the amount of I said this in the first interview. If you act like a bunch of little bingles, teachers are going to treat you like a bunch.
Yeah,
of little
for
bingles.
Sure.
That's the thing. But if everyone's just like chilling and having a good time, the teacher will reciprocate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Most teachers will reciprocate that.
I agree.
That. That's what I would say would be a freedom. And
yeah, for sure.
Like, I can, like, have my phone and walk in the hallway.
That too. Phone in class.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, well, okay. Sometimes I get away with, like, eating food in class.
That's...
Because we can be clean.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of a trust issue with the teachers. Like,
yeah.
The teachers aren't going to trust a newer kid.
It's more personal as you get older. They know you on a more personal level.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, you'll see seniors, like, for example, the Allens I couldn't think of it. Like, they're always eating popcorn.
Well,
like,
you're allowed to eat.
Oh,
sure. I don't have to believe that, then.
Yeah, but, like, also, like, some kids in class, like, they can have, like, mints in their backpack, and the teachers aren't going to care.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
I feel like you lose that privilege the younger you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so. This one's a real general one. How's it feel being a senior?
Bittersweet.
It is very bittersweet.
It is very bittersweet.
Senioritis is starting to kick in for me. It's slowly creeping on the back
door. Really,
it's creeping on the back door for
me. It has taken me so long just to get in a school mindset. I'm just now locking in.
Really?
Like, you know, normally it's like you have your first day of school.
Oh, yeah,
you know, it might take you a little bit to, like, get
into the
routine.
That transitional period.
Yeah.
But I'm just now finally, like, so, like, I feel like I have a little bit more time before, like, I'm like, oh, I just want to be done because I'm just now
finally. Because you're just getting into it.
Like, waking up in the morning, like going to bed at night, actually doing my homework. Oh my Lord. I've been struggling just to pay attention in class, struggling to like read words, count numbers. But this week has been a lot better. And I think that I'm on the upper tail when it comes to just being able to do schoolwork again.
Well,
I've been in such like a summer like mode.
Not me.
Like, yeah, and now it's like snowing.
And now
so.
It's snowing. And maybe I just needed a change of weather to be like, okay, we're in school now. But like,
yeah, I kind of get that.
I've never normally like it might be like a couple days, but normally I come in day one and I'm locked in.
Yeah, I'll relate to that
because
yeah.
I'm such a like a perfectionist, and I'm like very like
particular it's school time.
About. And I'm really, and I love, like, being able to, like, write things out and, like, have it organized. Because, like, I live on a pig farm and I do all of the records for every hog and all of the litters.
Paperwork.
Well, like I'm good at that stuff, and it took me so long to get back into that. So I don't know. It's kind
of
bittersweet.
It is bittersweet because like the sweet part of it, it's like I feel like you have the most freedom out of all the classes for sure, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And like you have like the what am I trying to say? Your relationships with the teachers is like. I feel like for me it's like at all time best.
Uh-huh.
There's some kids who flat out insult teachers, and they mean it. They mean it.
They literally mean
it. And then I don't know if it's just the teachers think that they're joking or they don't care because they're seniors.
And the teachers are just like, shut up.
I feel like the teachers are like, yeah, they're out of here in a year. I don't care.
Yeah, that has been a comment multiple times where it's like, I don't want to deal with you guys again.
Also, the bitter part of it, it's like. I just started realizing we're a fourth already. Like, we're past 25% away through the year. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's starting to hit me. And I'm like, yeesh. I mean, I got everything, like, lined up. It's
the
just,
last
like...
are starting.
Also, it's weird because we're, like, all starting to be, like, kind of nicer to each other.
Our class is kind of forming back together.
Our class is, like, really coming together. And it's, like, it's kind of, like, sad that now that we're figuring it out and we're like being nice to each other.
Yeah, because our class is sheer havoc. The whole high school thing.
Like, I know like the public school kids had a very they understood what it our St. Rose experience a little bit when we all joined in together and we were not very nice to each other, and now I think we're figuring it out.
Yeah, it was kind of like a pick a side type thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. It was very, very clicky.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone had their cliques for a while up until, like, I would say, like, the end of last year. Huh. Cliques, like, not necessarily started disbanding, but, like...
Dissolved into a mixing pot.
People just started, like, caring less, and the people who still care are the ones
are
that...
the ones who...
Are not
everyone doesn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say
not to be like rude.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my senior experience. I have the like senior confidence at this point of I don't give a nut what you guys think. Grant wore his hair in braids the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
That was fun. Because he doesn't care. And somebody would be like, Grant, you look stupid.
I don't know if Grant has ever cared.
No, he has. But he'd be like, Grant, you look stupid. He'd be like, okay. I kind of have that mentality. If I'm walking through the hallway.
He also got $5 for that.
He did get $5 for having his hair in there. But I would like walk through the hallway and people would be like, you know when people are coming at the same opposite direction as you. You're walking this way, they're walking that way. And you're going to run into each other. I keep walking. At this point, I wait for the other person to move.
Honestly, like,
because I'm like, I'm a senior, you can move.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm like just too polite to like.
Me too. I always try to move out of the way.
I have pushed right through that, and now I have the like confidence of many men.
Being like a freshman, competing on like varsity levels, and being in like classes with a lot of seniors. It annoyed me so much when seniors had that very same mentality.
For sure.
It annoyed me a lot because I'm like, Like,
yeah.
I do the same workouts as you. I do them possibly better than you
do. Oh, I don't mean
do.
Like in extracurriculars. I think I'm better than everyone.
But like.
Just like overall, true. Like, not overall, but like.
I just give less nuts. I can't speak for you.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's
but
my.
But it did like. I think everybody deserves to be treated with respect.
My mentality is more of like say for example freshman one act, right? There was like not freshman, I think it was my sophomore year. There was some like
one act was bad for a long
higher
time.
Ups, like higher up like grades that would like not give me like my respect or not give you like a hint of respect.
Yeah.
So now I'm going into senior year one act being respectful to the underclassmen. So I can.
Yeah, you got to be
honestly,
nice.
Honestly, in my mind, so I can say I'm better than that person that talked down on me.
Oh, for sure.
That's
The amount of times upperclassmen would sit there and they would not care.
Yeah.
They would not care who you were. If you were an underclassman, they did not care about you. And that was hard for me.
It was kind of
and
a bullet,
I,
yeah.
And I never like wanted like underclassmen to feel that same way, and that was something I kind of wanted. Like being a senior, I was going to make sure that you know everyone felt like they were at least like heard or seen.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
there's a good amount. I've been trying to toe the line between like halfway trying to keep the hierarchy of like, yeah, you got to respect seniors.
For sure. Jeez. But yeah.
be a little bit afraid.
It's a thin
line.
But
then I've also been trying to like make friends with some of the freshmen and be like buddies.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
I love the freshmen, actually. Well,
the freshman class
the
for
freshman
one act.
The freshman class is pretty good.
We got a stacked freshman class, let me just say.
We do. Yeah. Can I ask, do you guys like the hierarchy of like freshmen do little, like in track being like freshmen put away the tent type
I
stuff?
I think so, yeah. I feel like
I have, okay. I mean, would you like to speak first?
You can go ahead.
Okay. freshmen, yeah. Kind of, because it depends. If you had to do that as a freshman class, where you had to be the ones to pick it up all the time, then I think, yeah, I mean, you did your time.
Yeah, continue the...
But mm-hmm. for me, like, I've done it all 4 years, so it's just like, no one is better than anybody. You can all help pick up. Mm. Because, I mean, if I can pick up the entire cross-country camp for guys and girls by myself... Everybody can help mm-hmm. because if you're given 100%, you're given 100%.
I feel like that, like with that type of situation, I feel like you need like a slap on the wrist, or not a slap on the wrist, but like a bad to like all the freshmen for like not doing their time. Like, I feel like it should stay that way. Like, freshmen should do their time. They should do like all this mm-hmm. extra stuff that no one wants to do, the dirty work.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that.
We should keep that system in place just because I feel like then I don't know how to say it, but it gives a sense of respect to the higher up, mm-hmm. like the higher up classes. Yeah.
I fully believe like seniors stand in front at the like games
for
and
sure.
stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you try to break that, you can get whooped.
There definitely is some
well,
lower classmen.
Sense.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
Yeah,
it just makes sense.
There is some lower classmen who think they can run the place. I don't think they should.
I think our class was the class that came in and thought that we
might have been.
There
yeah.
was some.
And
there
we
was
are
some
still
instances.
The same way. So
we should run the place this year and this year only.
But I mean, I think everyone can help, like pick up and clean up.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
Like, I mean, if the freshmen have to carry it back to the bus, I think that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the best teacher?
Can we say that on the podcast?
Yeah, we can.
Honestly,
give a list.
She left.
I'm not gonna list, but I have a perfect reason for my number one. It's such a controversial pick. But I think Hansen is the best teacher. She made me like reading. I despise reading my whole life, and she somehow made me like reading. And just for that, I respect her most out of all the teachers.
Shout out to Miss Hansen. Thank you for listening to this podcast, Miss Hansen, because I know she does.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Might get a piece of candy or something in class. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Hint, hint. Give Baby Tar some candy. Let him write some papers not on paper.
Well, now we're doing 10-page on iPad, so
there you go. That's good enough. Yeah,
I don't know if I like that.
I say Bruning's up there.
I
for sure.
Bruning, okay.
I like Bruning. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
There. I mean, I know she's not here anymore.
Yeah.
But
not really.
There are so many people who would have flunked math.
No, she was so
beneficial. She's a good teacher.
She is a good teacher.
I was an algebra kid, not a geometry kid, and she made me understand geometry easily.
Yep. I know.
Yep. I'd say. Like, we have some very good teachers.
Oh yeah,
that's what the second episode of this podcast was.
Good roster of good teachers.
Roster of teachers.
Yeah.
Mr. Doerr, good teacher.
Love Mr. Doerr.
Love Mr. Doerr.
Bossman, great guy. Love Bossman.
Bossman, great guy.
Honestly, I don't have any grudges with any of the teachers.
I don't have any grudges with any of the teachers.
I don't have any. I
mean,
only don't like
teachers.
That Taney gave me an F on my quilt freshman year. That's the only thing that I don't like.
I feel like a student should also have a sense of respect for teachers.
I agree.
There is, I feel like
I do
the
too.
Respect for
Stop
teachers
insulting
is,
teachers.
Yeah, it's on the downward trend. Like,
yeah,
we get it. You're trying to be funny and stuff. But
shut
like,
up in class.
This is their job, and they have to do this every day. And you're just gonna make it worse.
They have to deal with your buddy.
I have thought like about doing like education. I just don't know if like I could handle it because one, they don't get paid that much.
Yeah,
and then they're dealing like. A lot of these teachers, like, take a parental role in so many kids' lives.
For sure,
and
yeah.
You're babysitting.
They're not getting paid for that.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I'm not saying I couldn't handle that as a teacher. Like, I mean.
Pay is pay, like, but then you got to deal with.
Yeah.
Name calling.
But it's
I
like,
bleep him.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's definitely, and times are changing so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, there are certain things that I don't think should be in the education system.
I feel like we should completely revamp the education system.
Oh, I think there's so many things now that like sex education, that has to be in schools because parents aren't doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's like, fair. Yeah.
There's so many things that I think should be in home that we have to bring into our education system because parents just aren't doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can necessarily get behind all of that. And if I can't get behind it, I don't know if I could be in education.
Yeah.
But
that's a good point.
There's very that. Fair, and it's like we just had a talk about like alcohol and stuff like that, like drugs, and which again should be something that parents are educating their kids about, mm-hmm. which I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about it in schools because, you know, school is the time to be able to talk about stuff. But I do think that should be something that, and I could get on a whole thing about this.
Oh, yeah.
I think it should be something that parents are doing, that parents aren't doing, that we have to bring into education. And I don't know if I can completely get behind that in the education system.
Yeah. So, Bruning is a good teacher. Yeah.
She is a good teacher.
I would say. Okay. Do you have any free blocks? Is it any different from junior high? You have a half free block if you have distance learning.
Kind of.
Half. If you get your work done fast.
Okay. This is very good advice.
Here's good advice.
Take advantage of dual credit classes. That, one, it'll save you money when you go to college.
Yes, it will.
It'll help you get through a lot of credits that you're going to need for college. And if you can take it before you get there, do it. Advantage of those opportunities.
Sorry. I'll say for the freshman, I regret not taking dual credit classes.
Are we allowed to?
Freshman?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying overall, as a sophomore, whole high school,
you might be allowed to.
I think
junior, you are allowed to.
Like,
junior,
I had the opportunity to, and I just didn't take that opportunity.
I didn't think I would have time last year, and then I did, and I was mad that I didn't sign up.
If you can, double up, too.
Yeah.
Double up if you can. If you're taking English comp, my professor is Janet. I don't know if she'll still be there for you guys, but she's the best. Take it with her. And if you're taking it with her, double up, okay? Because you're going to learn a lot through her, and she doesn't overwhelm you because she understands that you're a high school student.
Yeah.
So take it with her and double up.
Uh-huh. Here's a quick answer one. How does blocking schedule work? How much time do you have per class? You have an hour and a half per class and 4-minute passing periods.
I find it crazy that some schools have 8 classes a day.
I know.
Periods? I've heard arguments for both blocks and periods.
Honestly, I would be content with both, but like some kids say like an hour and a half a class, and I'm like,
It's not as bad as you think.
Yeah. But like, my only thing with like block scheduling is like I've been trying to get into Spanish too for 3 mm-hmm. years now.
Yeah.
And the only time I can take it is during band, choir, and speech. So if I want to get in my second year of Spanish, I have to drop all of that next semester.
Yep.
And like I've been, sometimes it works great. Like for the junior class, it works great for mm-hmm. them. But for our class, it's never worked to be able to take Spanish too. It's never worked in our schedule if we want to be involved in like band, choir, and speech.
Yeah. So
that's fair. Yeah.
There's pros and cons.
There's pros and cons.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sports should I do?
It comes to the person. find your group of people that you get along with best.
Mm-hmm.
Find which sports you like. Actually find it entertaining. I feel like for me, elementary was my like testing grounds. Like I figured out which sports I liked the most.
And junior high is the time to be able to do that.
For sure, yeah.
Even freshman year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do everything.
Do everything you can. Yeah. See what you like. See what you don't like.
Do everything you're slightly interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High school. I think high school is the chance to be able to experience a lot and figure out what you like.
Very
experimental. Figure out what you're good at. Mm-hmm. And then college is your time to build on that.
Yeah.
Is to find your path.
Well said.
Go for it. Do every sport.
Yeah.
All of them. Every single one. Football and cross country. Find a way.
It is possible.
I think junior high is definitely the chance.
Well, in junior high, it is.
If I were you guys, I would have been taking advantage of that.
So if you didn't take advantage of it, you're dumb.
No.
Do everything freshman year.
Yeah, I think it's you should find your group, though.
I did basketball my freshman year, and then...
Oh, yeah.
I did football.
Really?
Seventh grade year, yeah.
I say don't feel bad for quitting something also.
No.
If you hate it so much.
Be true to yourself. These 4 years go by so fast.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It's
like, you don't have the time to be worrying about everybody else. Focus on what's going to be best for you.
Figure out yourself.
Focus on your own grass.
Yeah. Focus on your own grass. Make it a nice lawn.
Yeah.
I want a nice lawn. Yeah. So
stop worrying about the weeds in someone else's lawn and worry about your own.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Yes. What's the most overwhelming part of high school?
All of it.
All of it.
Oh. Well, I have responsibilities outside of high school, so for me, that's what it is.
So the most overwhelming part of high school is everything that's not in high school.
Everything else that's not high school, I'm telling you.
I mean, there you go.
If I could just go home and I didn't have sports and I didn't have, like,
do every sport, but dear God.
I'm just saying, so even then, it's like sometimes you have chores. Like, if I, like there's open mat tonight, and I'm like, well, if I go to open mat, and then I have one act practice, and then I have to help my siblings because my parents are gone tonight, which I do love my siblings, and sometimes I do have a very motherly role.
We get what you're saying.
Am I their mom? No. My mom is a superstar, and I don't know how she does it all. She's crazy, talented.
Now that we're done with our clarifications,
yes.
What about high school do you find overrated? That's a good question.
Popularity. Let's go.
That's popularity is overrated in my opinion.
It's overrated. This whole idea that if you put in work to get good grades, you're a tryhard.
That's not personal at all.
No, I do think it's overrated because, I mean, for me, it's personal because I don't necessarily want to be stuck in Crofton for the rest of my life.
I respect that.
Nope.
And I want to be able, like, I get my tuition paid for at UNL for having a 4.0. So I'm sorry if me working hard for my grades offends you.
Just don't give a nut about what people
think. I also get my tuition paid for holding a gun.
He's going to the guard.
Yeah. Let's go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd say that. That's pretty cool.
People who peak in high school, don't peak in high school.
Don't.
That's kind of the thing. A lot of people that are like, gosh, you're going to regret it so much if you don't go to the football game.
Live your life how you want to live it. Don't live by other people's words.
I didn't go to a single volleyball game the entire season.
I was forced to because I had to go to band, but I wouldn't feel bad if I didn't go to them. I left right after band.
Do I kind of I probably should have gone, but also guess how many volleyball girls went to a single cross-country meet?
There you go.
I don't think I went to a single volleyball game.
And are you going to feel terrible for the rest of your life?
I'm going to forget about it in 5 years.
There you go. You're going to forget that you didn't go to any next year.
So I really...
But if you really like volleyball, go to volleyball. I don't want to discourage.
Yeah, live your own life.
Live your own life.
Don't go off of what we're saying. This is just
general.
This is tips and tricks.
Yeah, for me, I enjoy watching football. I just get, bored after the first hour.
I just went with
my friends. And I enjoy watching.
I respect it.
I love to play volleyball. But, watching it, if it's not done in three sets, I get bored.
I respect. Here's my invitation, by the way. I think that I could whoop anybody on the Crofton volleyball team in volleyball if I had, 2 weeks of training. That's my...
Really?
Actually, 3 weeks of training.
Although I feel it's a bold statement, I want to see it happen.
I could do that. This is my invitation to any of the volleyball girls. I could beat you.
Although I've looked at stats... There are some girls.
I'm way too overconfident about it.
There's some girls on our team that have some crazy stats.
Yeah, it probably would destroy me. Okay, what's your least favorite part of high school?
Least favorite?
I feel like this is getting too negative.
Least favorite?
Least favorite part. Least favorite.
Probably test. the schooling part of high school.
The school part of it.
Like the education. No.
Honestly, for me, just because of my attention span and patience. The ACT was miserable.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. My brain was mushed by the second reading passage.
Yeah.
I was, just brain dead, basically. And I was like, how?
For me, building off of, the ACT, when I get, nervous or anxious about stuff, it's really hard for me to focus.
Uh-huh.
Anxiety and everything like that. It's just really hard for me to focus. So, with the math section... Or, the English, for me, English and math are very similar. The way that you think about it is very similar. And that actually, I'm pretty sure, is actually true. The same part of your brains that help you.
The left or right lobe or whatever.
Yeah, it's all whatever. And for me, that clicks very, English for me is like a math problem.
Oh, sweet.
Like you break down the sentence. That's just like the way you break down.
I guess
just
that, that makes
just
sense.
Just like the way you break. So like those things, it was really easy for me to lock in. But like when it comes to like things reading. That I need to like reading.
Oh my God.
Or like even like understanding like graphs and like the science.
Yeah.
Because I was so anxious, I couldn't focus on that. Like I couldn't read a sentence. I'd read it and then I couldn't tell you what it was about because my brain is moving so fast and I couldn't.
Reading's difficult.
Like I couldn't focus on it.
I struggle with reading because my attention span, once again.
Yeah.
Like I would read and then I would, what would happen was my brain would start like wondering and I would still be like reading, but I wouldn't be gathering any information.
Yeah.
So I would have to go back up and it aggravated me every time it happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you can fix it. The way I fixed it was audiobooks for like reading for like AR.
Uh-huh.
But like, because it's like at that point, it's one central voice I can focus on.
Find the way you learn best.
Yes.
Amen.
There you go. And that'll help you so much. And I feel like that's why a lot of people do struggle in college too once they get out of high school is because they don't have the crutch of like being able to like teachers there. Like you can't ask, like, you know, it's different.
I think Miss Hansen said that she would draw pictures in college to like get her to remember stuff.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like something I would do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember stuff. Okay. These two people actually asked on the Google form and we're just going to go with it.
Respectfully.
So is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's its own category.
I agree with that. I think it's not a sandwich.
Yeah.
Because you have chili dogs. You have
it also comes down to
many different types of hot dogs. You can't tell me it's
bun.
Not.
How the carbs are formed.
It's one bun. How the carbohydrates are formed. Yeah.
Shut up, Gade.
Gade's the one that...
What did he say?
Does Gade think it's a sandwich? I don't remember. Either way, shut up, Gade.
People are like, oh, it's a taco. No.
No, because
tacos have like... Shut up.
A taco is a taco, and it's not a sandwich.
Yeah.
Because you have different types of sandwiches. You have different types of hot dogs.
That's why I find the soup salad sandwich thing so dumb.
There we go.
Because there's not just soup salads and sandwiches.
Cereal is technically a soup.
Get out!
It's cereal. Shut up.
It's its own category.
Because there's different types of
I guess I understand it's also for the joke of asking
the question.
Like, it's just like, I don't know. I've always thought it's a separate thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Good.
Like, if I say I want a sandwich, I don't mean a hot dog.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm talking about
a sandwich. If I asked for a sandwich, you gave me a hot dog, I would spit in your face.
Oh, my
God. Does the straw have one or two holes?
I love this question because I say it's one hole.
I think it's
actually, no.
Wait. Well, here's how I think about it.
Hold on. Give me a sec.
It's not a hole. It's just open.
I think it's two holes.
Well, okay. Here's how I think about this here. I think about it and I'm like, it's one hole. But then I think of like a gopher hole or a gopher system. Say they have a hole through the crust of the earth in like dirt and it goes under and it goes over this much time and then it goes back up over here. You'd say that there's two holes.
I would say for a tunnel. Because hear me out.
It's a tunnel.
Because hear me out.
I was going to say that.
Because it's like a construction.
It's
say,
just
say
open.
Like
it just exists.
A tornado breaks one of the exits.
Does
like
a tunnel have two holes?
I would say yeah.
Does a what?
Because like
a tunnel have two holes?
A tunnel?
You have like the south entrance.
No, it's just open.
Oh yeah.
It
but
just
like,
exists.
It's such a like gray area.
I think it has, I'm going to say two holes just to have an answer.
I think it's two holes because also think like jeans. If like. Like the leg part.
Oh, jeans.
Because like you got the bottom of the jeans.
How dare you
bring up that idea? Because how many holes do jeans have when it's just one single thing?
If you're just going to say like, oh, it's like, yeah, like t-shirts. Like people say those have how many holes? Like you have your arm sleeve hole. You have like your head hole. Like,
it's such a confusing argument because there's such good points made for both sides.
Yeah. I've always just thought like a straw was just.
I would
like,
say two
open.
Holes.
Thanks, Charlie McGargill, for these questions.
Great questions. Great
we
questions.
All,
it just exists.
God, it's terrible. Okay, one last thing.
Mm.
What's your favorite part about high school?
The social aspect.
Probably.
Wow, there you go.
Probably the social aspect of it all, because who actually likes to learn? No.
Respectfully.
I like to learn. I like to learn new things. I like to be educated.
I like to learn.
It comes down to what we're learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it interests me, yeah, for sure, I'll like be heavily into it.
But
if I also find it important, I'll listen.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you're going to school. What are you excited about? Probably about seeing like
your friends.
Your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not like, oh, let's go. I have to take a government test tomorrow.
Let's go. Calculus.
I'm the only person in the entire school that's taking calculus.
Have fun with
oh,
that.
Jesus.
No, but yeah, it's just, I mean, you're not excited to go do math. You're excited to see your friends and to be able to talk to them. So that's probably, and I mean, there's also a lot of opportunities. Like I was able to speak at a conference last year and I got to do that through high school.
I'm able to have a freaking podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is dope. That actually is super cool. And I've always meant to talk to you about that.
Thank you.
I do think it's super cool what you're doing.
Have fun. Figure out who you are.
It's just one of those things, just like respect everyone at that point.
I was,
respect
everyone.
Just be respectful
everybody.
To everyone and you'll basically be respected by
just
everyone.
Just don't be
so many people will like push.
Like, also, know people's buttons. Don't push them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's Editing Jack. Not to end this episode abruptly, but I'm here to end this episode abruptly. Shortly after recording this podcast, I realized that the SD card was full, and I didn't know at what moment it filled up. But you know what? Now we know it was right there, and there's no evidence of any interview after that. So, just about all you need to know is that Baby Tar Riley and I wish you the best, Junior High. We wish you the best in all the stuff that you do. Do all the activities you can, figure out who you are, figure out how you learn, and you'll be just fine. You'll have a great time. So, you know what? I guess I'll read an outro. So, thank you for listening to the Croft and Warrior podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook or Twitter. If you just want me, that's at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I think Riley said that she's at Riley_Arns on Instagram. That's about it. Oh, what was... I'm going to text Baby Tar right now. What was the quote he said at the end of this? Baby Tar.
Yes.
You had some wise quote that you said, and I forgot what it was. What was it?
If the sky's the limit, why is there footsteps on the moon?
There it is. That's all that I needed. Thank you.
Yeah, see ya.
You have a good day.